Hey everyone, this is Heidi St. John. Today on the podcast, I'm going to be continuing my conversation with Katie Faust. She is a founder and she is founder and president of Them Before Us. And she is also the author of a brand new book called Raising Conservative Kids in a Woke City. This is a straight fire conversation. If you're ready to get off the bench and onto the battlefield for the sake of your children, stick around. I think you're going to be encouraged. Well, I'm going to jump into today the second part of my interview with Katie Faust. Listen, you guys, one of the things I love about her so much is that she is a truth teller. And even though Katie and I have come at the education of our children from different points of view and we took different approaches, I think it is phenomenal the things that she is saying about parents who have chosen to put their kids in the public schools. Listen, you don't have to sacrifice your kids to Moloch. You don't have to sacrifice your kids to the spirit of the age. You can train them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, but it takes clarity and it takes courage. And today we're going to tackle that with a fair amount of fire. And so I hope you guys will appreciate the second half of my interview with the amazing Katie Faust. If we don't defend our own kids, ain't nobody else going to do it. I mean, that's right. The truth. I'm curious, you know, because I told you I just did a program with a friend of mine who lives in Paris. She's an American national living in Paris. And they're taking away her right to homeschool her children, and they're doing it in the name of the right of a child. So we know about the United Nations, the Convention on the Rights of a Child, right? And I've been actually fighting that for a long time because what they're really doing is stripping parents of parental rights. So we need to be really careful. And this is where I saw your website, like, oh, she can speak to this, because I think you can speak to it with a conviction and a strength of understanding of both sides of the issue. Hillary Clinton comes onto the scene. And she's like, hey, listen, this is all about the child. State of California, let's teach your five-year-old about consent, right? Let's do all those things. These people don't actually care about the child. They care about pushing an agenda, which is why drag queens twerking in front of little kids in the park, all these things. Tell us what the difference is, because when somebody's going to go to your website and go, you know, a leftist could go to the meeting and go, yeah, she's right. Children have rights. That's right. Children have a right not to be indoctrinated by their parents. Children have a right to talk to adopt their own pronouns. Children have a right in Washington State to be taken from their homes if their parents disagree with them. Where do you come into that intersection and split it and say, no, here's the truth and here's your radical leftist stupidity?
Yep, that's exactly right. So our first book is called Them Before Us, Why We Need a Global Children's Rights Movement. So the first book is all about children's rights. And we spend the first chapter of that book defining what it is to have a natural right. And I do get some pushback against conservatives from conservatives who say, wait a second, children's rights. But like, because the left has adulterated that framework.
And that's what I want you to speak to, because when I've talked about this a lot here, I don't like the UN rights on the treaty on the rights of a child. I think it's a Trojan horse.
Right. So here's the thing. You need to properly define what a right is.
Yes.
So the problem is the other side uses the language of children's rights to smuggle in things, ideologies that actually violate the rights of children. Children do not have a right to sexual pleasure. They don't have a right to testosterone from Planned Parenthood. They don't have a right to have their transgender identity hidden from their parents at school. They don't have a right to privacy that means that they direct their medical care once they get to be 13 years old.
Okay.
Other side has absolutely co-opted the term children's rights to smuggle in these adult ideologies. But actually, when we use children's rights properly, we actually see incredible clarity. And we have been doing this on the right for 50 years.
Yep.
We have been defending children's fundamental right to life. Now, that right is not recognized largely by our civil law, right? We are violating that right, especially until the Dobbs decision. Like, that natural right was not recognized. And yet we continue to argue for it. Why? Because children actually do have a fundamental natural right to life. And you can take that same metric of determining what is and is not a natural right and discover that children have a natural right to be known and loved by their mother and father. Mm-hmm. And so we properly identify rights. We spend the first chapter defining what actually is a child right and why this is the proper basis for understanding all marriage and family issues. So we do, you know, the foreword of our first book is written by Robert George, who is probably the most well-known natural law scholar in the country. Very, very solid. So this is not like fringe talking points. This is actually the classical use of rights that even Martin Luther King Jr. appealed to when he was advocating on behalf of equal rights for our Black brothers and sisters. So I don't reject the term children's rights. I'm going to redeem the term children's rights. And
like
in the future,
that.
When people think about children's rights, they're going to be thinking about the fundamental rights of children to life and to their mother and father, to not be bought and sold, to not be commodified. And yeah, right to their an intact body, their right to innocence, right? All of the things, really, you can look at every major culture war issue, and it is an attack on the fundamental natural rights of children. And so I wrote something in Newsweek earlier this year called How the GOP Can Become the Party of Children. And it's really about how child protection on the basis of children's natural rights is the proper way to rebuff all of these leftist goals.
Yeah, I love it. And I noticed on your website that you're saying, and this is absolutely true, that adults need to do hard things so that children don't have to. People's like, you know, you can't pass on what you don't possess. You can't give what you don't have. And we're expecting someone else always to do it for us. And we need to stop with this mentality of somebody else is going to carry the torch. Because the left in this nation have been playing the long game for a really long time. You and I were talking about this right before we started recording today. The Republican Party is a mess. It's an absolute mess. One thing the Democrats always do better than Republicans is they know who they are. I mean, they're evil, but that's okay. They'll embrace it. They know who they are in the left on this country, and they pick a person who they think we can shepherd this guy along, and they all get behind him. The Republicans don't do that. And we're going to continue. We're going to continue to lose elections. I mean, election fraud aside, we're going to continue to lose elections until we know who we are again.
The
platform is what matters. Get back to the platform. Let's talk about freedom. Let's talk about the history of the nation. Let's talk about the rights of children, the fundamental rights as were given to them by God and as our Constitution rightly defines. And so it's going to take courage, right? I mean, Katie, it takes courage to do what you're doing.
Well, courage and clarity, like what we do in the first chapter of this book, Raising Conservative Kids in a Woke City, is we actually tell you what conservatism is. And it's not just about raising anti-left kids or anti-woke kids, right? We're actually teaching kids what they need to be for and being very, very clear about what we are trying to conserve. We are conserving the truth of history. We are conserving the biological realities of male and female and when life begins. And we are conserving the natural definition of the family as the primary building block of society. We are conserving the idea that race is not the primary identifier when it comes to our identity and our worth, right? We are identifying that actually, like, we need to conserve free market principles, because if we want to live free, economics is a big part of that. And so we identify all of these different planks, conservative planks that are currently under attack. And then we give you these age-specific ways, elementary school, middle school, and high school, in terms of how to instill those conservative principles into your kids so they know what they are fighting for. And honestly, the Republican Party could pick up chapter one and figure a lot out.
We should start just giving copies to the people that you and I both know that could really use a primer, a little primer in conservatism and why it matters. Well, the truth is, if you teach your children, and we've had this, you know, with all seven of our kids, we've had this same perspective. We want to teach our children the truth so that they recognize it. When they see a counterfeit, they go, oh, no, no, no.
Yes.
And so you teach them what the real thing is. Yep. And then when they start to understand, oh, here's the real thing, then you bring in the counterfeit and you say, hey, see this thing right here? This is a counterfeit. This is why this worldview is wrong. Or this is why we don't use pronouns. This is why we're not, you know, and now they've been taught the truth. But the problem is, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. We have now generations of super lazy parents who have just, we've come to the point where we're just like, you know what, you do that. We'll give our kid to the pastor on Sunday morning, give our kid to the teacher Monday through Friday. And then what we're there for is to make sure they get a bowl of Cheerios before they go to bed at night. We got to fix that. We got to fix it right now.
Well, and I love what you're saying. You know, there are two errors when it comes to parenting in terms of, especially in a hostile culture, which is not exposing them to truth and overexposure to error, right? Yes. So like you have to do both, but you have to do it in ways that are developmentally appropriate. So we lay that out like stage by stage, and we follow the Trivium approach, which all of you homeschoolers are like, ding, ding, ding. I know exactly what she's
what,
talking about.
What, the Trivium? Oh my goodness. Yeah. She's talking like the language of a homeschooler.
I know. Well, because.
Did you know Andrew Puda was in town? You should
go. No, I don't. Oh, I'd love it.
Come on.
Well, I like what the Trivium approach does is it simply identifies the natural stages of like brain development and child yeah. development and aligns teaching with sort of how the kids are naturally wired. And so what we do is in elementary school during that grammar phase, you take those conservative principles that we outline in chapter one, and then we say, here's exactly what you need to be teaching your kids in the elementary school years. And your general job with elementary school is to filter out distortions, right? You are not, your job is to give them maximum exposure to the good, the true, and the beautiful. And you yes. have to filter out the distortions. But then a lot of parents just think you're going to live in that place of only truth and beauty. But the thing is, once kids hit that logic phase in middle school, right, they are ready for more. That is when you, the parent,
come on,
expose them to the distortions of the world. That is when you teach them the about chemical and surgical abortions. You talk about the comorbidities that lead somebody to identify as transgender and the harms of transgender treatments. You read the biographies of the Marxist leaders throughout the 20th century responsible for 100 million deaths around the world. Like you actually introduce them to the distortions. You analyze the 1619 Project with them. You study critical race theory. I mean, you actually are the ones that are going to teach them all of the distortions. And what you just said, you know, what we talk about in the book is you don't know how crooked a stick is until you lay a straight stick next to it.
Yep.
Okay. So the elementary school years are for honing their straight stick on all of these conservative topics. But then in middle school, you actually find the crooked stick and you put it right in their face and you say, now let's look at why this stick is crooked based on the straight stick that you already are very familiar with.
Yes.
And so like, it is so important. You cannot totally shelter your kids, but you can't just throw them to the wolves. You have to be very careful to balance exposure and sheltering, and you have to do it in age-appropriate ways.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's program is being sponsored in part by MyPillow. You guys, I love this company, and right now they are having a mattress sale. Listen, I have a MyPillow mattress and I love it, and right now their complete mattress system is on sale for 50% off when you use the promo code Heidi. The mattresses come in coil and foam in a wide range of sizes from twin to split king, and they carry a 10-year warranty with a 6-month money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-447-0541. Or visit MyPillow.com and just use the promo code Heidi to save 50% at checkout off the complete mattress sleep system. This deal is not going to last long. Enter promo code Heidi to save 50% today. I think it's important to for parents who have chosen to homeschool their children, because it's the same thing. I think we can fall into the, because someone had said to me, well, it must be, you know, rough living with Heidi St. John, because you're talking about all these cultural issues and you've raised all these children, you've homeschooled them. Listen, I didn't keep them home so that they wouldn't be able to function in an adult world, in a broken, sinful world. I kept them home so that I could prepare them for it, which meant we had hard conversations.
Right.
It meant that we expose the evil of the world and we talk about why God, what God says in his word. So by the time they get to those ideas, they've already got a foundation. And a lot of parents are just wrestling with, and part of it's, I mean, honestly, Katie, you just said a really important word. It's clarity. A lot of these parents aren't clear themselves because, frankly, the left has co-opted the language. And so we fall into this, you know, I don't want to be seen that way. Well, certainly I'm not intolerant. There are so many things that we should be intolerant of. Intolerance is not a bad thing. I'm intolerant of a child rapist. I'm intolerant of a worldview that would seek to injure my child. It's okay to be intolerant. And what we've done is we have failed, I think, an entire generation. And this is probably why we're in the mess that we're in right now, because that generation that we failed is shepherding children.
Yeah. Well, and I love what you said. Like, you have got to, you can't give your kids something that you don't have yourself. And you have to be the expert. We have an entire chapter called Be the Expert. Be yes. the expert. I mean, like, you simply, if you don't know what cisgender is, that's a problem because your kid is hearing it everywhere, right?
Yep.
You have
yep.
got to be the expert on these topics. And the good news is, like, we outlined this sort of worldview handoff method. And it goes like this. It goes, I do, you watch. I do, you help. You do, I help. You do, I watch. So it's actually like this discipleship wheel that you can use for anything that you want to train your kids in, whether it's like cooking breakfast or folding laundry or standing against a hostile culture with a robust worldview. I mean, like, you can use it for anything.
It works across the line.
But that first part, I do, you watch, right? I do stand firm for Christian convictions. I do argue with integrity. I do attack ideas and not people. I do understand American history. I do, model what economic freedom and liberty looks like for you. And so as you become the expert, maybe you don't know, maybe you're like, well, I don't know a whole lot about the distortions of US history. I don't know a lot about like Marxist dictators. Okay. Well, the
time to learn.
You can learn. And when you learn, your kids learn from watching you learn. So it's like, you can do this. You need to become the expert. And even if you're starting a little bit late, start now, right? And your kids are going to start to get on that discipleship wheel with you.
Katie, I love you. We are like separate. We were separated.
We're gonna be at
birth. We're not that far away from each other either, girl. I mean, you're like in crazy Seattle and I'm down here really close to crazy Portland. And it turns out that there are real, God is doing amazing things in these woke cities because as the darkness gets darker, the light shines brighter. We are called to be both salt and light. Jesus said that we are called to be the shining city on a hill. And really that's what, for so much of the history of the United States, that's what we have been, but we've allowed ourselves to sit this thing out and we can't sit it out anymore. It's what I love about you. You are off the bench woman. And it's funny to me, you know, you say, well, that's grace is my thing. Listen, From a woman, I can just tell you, my grace is not my thing. Like, I have always had this sort of voice of exhortation. It's terrible. It really is. I have to be like, Lord, help me not to say the thing that I want to say right. But there's a time to be quiet. There's a time to be learning. And I think parents right now need to be learning. It's why I've had the Tuttle twins on here before. I don't know if you are familiar with their books. Oh. Surely you are.
We recommend the books in our book.
Oh my goodness. So parents, buy the Tuttle twins book, get the whole set for yourself. You want a primer in Marxism. You want a primer in economic freedom. You want to understand the Federal Reserve, all those things. Get yourself the Tuttle Twins books. Read them for yourself and then read them to your kids. And you know what? Every homeschool parent knows you learn as you're teaching your children. You don't have to have this whole thing figured out. And Katie, I love this. Tell us a little bit about the book and where people can find it, because I feel like we should give some copies away. If people want to enter into, like, I got to figure this out. We should give some copies away. So I'll do this. If you're a VIP-er on the show, you guys know how to get a hold of me. If you're a subscriber to the Heidi St. John podcast, or if you're not, you can subscribe by just going to Spotify, but we're going to give away 3 copies of Raising Conservative Kids in a Woke City. And it needs to, I mean, for goodness sake. Katie, you're a national treasure. Okay, tell us a little bit about the book and where people can get it.
It's everywhere. You can get it on all the book platforms. If you get it on Amazon, do leave a review. It's so, so helpful. But I mean, it's amazing how Amazon, it runs 83% of the market. And if you succeed on Amazon, you succeed. I mean, like, and it's so fascinating to me because one of the categories that we're in on Amazon is conservative and liberal politics or something like that. And when you look at that list, it's almost all conservative books. Like, there is such a hunger for conservative books. Like, there's one liberal book out there or something that's on the top 20. It's just amazing to me that there's such a hunger for this and people are waking up and like the culture just does not understand the groundswell of people that are absolutely done with this. They're done. So yeah, Raising Conservative Kids in a Woke City, that is the place to get the book. If you want to follow our children's rights work, thembeforeus.com, subscribe. We have, if you want to take it to
real
culture,
children's rights, not the fake ones that the left wants to ascribe to them.
Children's rights that absolutely is the fixture that makes things absolutely unmovable because children have not evolved. Children are not getting on board with the cultural revolution in this country. Children come from a man and woman, deserve to be raised by the man and woman that raised them, need the man and woman, continue to long for their mother and father. And there is no court decision or legislation that is ever going to change it. It is the irrefutable truth that wrecks every push for modern family. We need to start defending them. That's the thing, is we need to start defending kids. So I'll stop because honestly, you and I should just get together and hang out for a long, long time.
For goodness sake, we are definitely going to do that. I feel like we should get we should grab a ferry out of Seattle and just go do the islands for a couple of days. We need to find like all the conservative women around here and just like rally people together. Because you know what? I feel like this is an incredible time to be alive. It really is. Yeah. We're watching all these things unfolding in the Middle East right now. So much. I mean, I wake up every morning, like I told you, I'm teaching through actually the book of Revelation right now at my women's ministry called Faith That Speaks. And we're going through, I think I'm just finishing up the seventh letter to the seventh churches, which is the Church of Philadelphia, right before the Church of Laodicea, which is asleep. Right. This is a church. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Right here. Here the Lord Jesus tells us exactly what he expects of his church. He expects holiness from the church, something we don't even talk about anymore. He expects the church to speak into the culture, which we're not doing. He expects us to be walking with him in such a manner that when he returns, we're ready. Yeah. We haven't been ready, but we're getting ready. And I think that's exciting. What an incredible time. Katie Faust, you are a national treasure who happens to live right here in the Pacific Northwest. You and I are going to be besties forever.
I hope so. Thanks for having me on.
You guys want more information on today's guest, you know where to go, HeidiStJohn.com/podcast. Scroll down and I will link back to Raising Conservative Kids in a Woke City. Listen, if you are a subscriber to the Heidi St. John podcast, you guys know how to get a hold of me. Reach out. We will be giving away 3 copies of this incredible book. You guys, listen, get off the bench. Get onto the battlefield. You can't pass on what you don't possess. Have a great day, everybody. I will see you right back here again at the intersection of faith and culture.